Excellences, Your Worship, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a great honor for my wife, myself, and my delegation to have been the first invitees of your new administration to Washington on an official visit. This honor has, in fact, caused some degree of speculation as to why we have been selected as the first of many. And in pondering the many possibilities as to the reason for this honor on my country and on ourselves, I'm reminded of the story of a centipede which was suffering from arthritis. And the centipede decided to consult with a doctor who was a stork. And the stork made the obvious observation that he didn't have as much a problem in arthritis as the centipede did, because he had only two legs. And therefore, the solution to the problem was to reduce the centipede to two legs. The centipede considered this, and realizing that there would be a 98% improvement immediately, decided that it would be worthwhile. But out of the caution of all those creatures that move slowly, he was prompted to ask, "Tell me, how are you going to make this transformation?" To which the stork replies, "I don't know. That's policy." Well, we don't know whether we are here for reasons of policy, but we would like to think that there are policies being evolved surrounding our presence. We know that we too suffer from the problems of the centipede. As a nation, economically and politically, we are arthritic. We have inherited the malady, and it is a malady that is going to take time to cure. We know that you have policies that can assist us in curing them. And if there is one policy that ought to predominate in our thinking at this stage, it is the common outlook that we have in regards to how to deal with the difficult situations. I say it here and now that although we are your guests, we are not guests who are here to take advantage of a situation by making enormous requests for assistance and for aid. That is not the purpose of our visit. Indeed, of the many issues that we are raising for discussion between the two administrations, aid plays a very minor role. Our concept of policy in this matter is one which directs to the possibility of developing greater flows in trade and in finance. The flows that will move capital and technology across the border to the economic development and betterment and mutual betterment of our people. This being our policy outlook, therefore, we hope that our arthritic problem may have the necessary injections, which won't be by surgical means, but by medicinal doses, which will assist in helping us to overcome the problems we've inherited. I would like to think also that our presence here is not only connected with the question of the transfusions between financial and trading movements of capital and goods. like to think that the signal that has been sent is a signal of the resumption of the great friendship that used to exist between the peoples of Jamaica and of the United States. That great friendship had blossomed over many decades, cemented by bonds of migration, by bonds of investment, and by bonds of a commonality of interest among our people, which have created a degree of inseparableness over which years we came to look at things together in like mind and in like manner. Over the past few years, that bond was tested severely, and indeed ruptured in many instances when this country and its people were being made the maligned butt and reason for the failures of the policies of the regime which ruled in Jamaica at that time. We hope that our being selected as your first visitors is a sign and a signal that we can resume the friendship in the strength of bonds that we used to know between the American and Jamaican people. And as a token of that resumption, I would like to make reference to a matter of human compassion, something that has nothing to do whatsoever with our reception here, for which we have had the greatest expressions of warmth on both sides. We are cognizant of the fact that the American people have suffered through 444 days of captivity of 52 of their citizens as hostages in Iran. And at times, you wondered who your friends were. Well, some of your friends were sitting by and waiting for the day when they would be able to assist and to share in any manner in which they could find possible towards the solution and towards all the recovery programs that must proceed after the solution. And on behalf of my government, I have the greatest pleasure in offering towards that recuperation and recovery some of our sunshine, some of our beaches, some of our climate, by offering 1 week's private vacation to each of the hostages and their families at any time that they may wish to take this up in the course of this year. President, we have had your great friendship and your hospitality. We have had the warmth of your cabinet ministers and a great deal of cordiality from all with whom we have met. It has been a delightful occasion and one which we hope will set the base for our future relations. We congratulate you on your magnificent victory. And we look forward to your party taking up the enormous tasks that it has on its shoulders of world leadership and domestic leadership, and responding to the calls of world needs, responding to the calls of domestic needs in a balanced manner, which will enhance your victory as a considerable achievement of the American people. We thank you for the hospitality that you have offered, and we wish you the greatest success in your regime.